Members of a Senate House Conference Committee are trying to reconcile an energy bill before Congress recesses for August. President Bush says it's needed to promote new production of oil, natural gas, and electricity. Environmental groups and others call it a sweetheart deal for big oil companies. The man who chairs the conference committee is House Republican Joe Barton. He's working with all parties to broker a final deal on the bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook visited Congressman Barton in his Texas district.
At the Chamber of Commerce of Arlington, Texas, that's halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth, Joe Barton is telling assembled local business leaders the story of a modern Hercules. Twice before, lawmakers have tried to get this energy bill passed. Both times, it wilted and died. And so, Barton says, he wasn't even going to attempt to pass this bill this year until...
The Speaker of the House called me. He said, Joe, I hear you're not going to do an energy bill. I said, that's right, Mr. Speaker. He said, well, I think you ought to do an energy bill. I said, you do? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, I think we ought to do an energy bill.
Barton relented, and now it looks as though he may be successful. But he still has to sell the bill to his constituents. He explains that it will spark new production of oil and electricity, add refinery capacity so there's more supply of oil, and he says it will give new incentives to producers of solar and wind power and other renewable energies. But the first question he gets from his audience, from local attorney Andrew Peel, is what's on many minds.
Is it really possible for the cost of gas to be improved, to be reduced to less than $2 in the future? Is there really anything that can be done? Refining capacity is important, but it will really have that big of an effect.
You tell me how much more oil is out there that we can produce on a daily basis, and I'll tell you what the cost of gasoline is going to be.
Increasing oil production, Barton says, is the key to bringing down gas prices sometime in the future. Back in his office, Barton acknowledges that brokering deals on this bill is not all that bad for him either. He has deep ties to producers of oil, natural gas, and electricity who stand to gain a lot by it.
What do you say to those who call this bill a giveaway to the oil companies, both in tax breaks and in allowing all of this new drilling in place?
It depends on how polite I want to be, but if I have to be polite on national radio, I would say that they just don't understand the energy markets. The total cost of this bill is going to probably be less than $1 billion a year. If you include the tax credits, you might double that. And if for that, we get more supply, less demand, better technology, it is money very well spent.
Looking at your campaign contributions, you've received close to $1 million from oil and natural gas companies, and if you add in electricity, it's close to $2 million. So, you know, it's definitely your biggest contributor is these companies. Some would say that you're now in a position to pay them back.
You know, a Texas congressman who's on the Energy Committee would have to be a pretty poor congressman to not be supported by the oil and gas community in Texas and in the country. I mean, that's a free market Republican like myself. You know, if I'm not getting some contributions from the energy companies, then I'm doing a pretty poor job.
Barton says campaign contributions aren't a problem as long as he fully discloses who they're from and how much. He crosses his legs, exposing his cowboy boots embroidered with the congressional seal, and he says he makes no apologies for supporting a private sector-dominated energy market.
Having said that, when we need to make a specific decision, I make it on what's best for the country at this particular point in time. My job is not to defend a company. My job is to do something that overall helps the public. What's the best public policy?
But what about when the desires of the public and his big contributors don't line up? Like with gas prices. Barton acknowledges that oil companies are raking in huge profits right now from high gas prices. But Barton's constituents and Americans everywhere are feeling the pinch of those prices. How does Barton navigate these opposing interests?
Well, it's easy. You try to do a public policy that makes it possible for the private sector to make a profit, but also minimizes the out-of-pocket cost to the consumer. You know, do we benefit by high energy prices? If you're a specific producer of oil or gas, the answer is you do. But overall, we benefit much greater as a state and as a region if we have lower energy prices and yet prices at which you can still make a profit.
In his powerful position in Congress, Barton says he's pulled in two directions at once every day, almost every hour of every day. But if this energy bill finally passes, in his view, it will have struck a fine balance between economic pressures and voters' needs. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.